T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Sergey Bobanka. Ground
beef. Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
It's a special day on WQAM. I love this. You had Tobin and Leroy out at the ballpark. And now I'm at the Amerant Bank Arena. Well, Panthers-Islanders hockey tonight. Sunrise, Florida. I mean, we take you all over the globe on 560 WQAM. Nice song choice by Jimmy, of course. Start out opening day. Little John Fogerty, center field. Tonight, by the way, Crowder's off today. As I told you yesterday, doing spring break in Orlando with his kids, he should be with us tomorrow at Gulfstream Park. Tree is here with me. He'll be with me tomorrow at Gulfstream Park. Tonight, here at the Panthers game, it's 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena. And all fans in attendance, when you're leaving, they're not handing you a puck as you walk in, because that would be dumb. But when you're leaving tonight, you'll receive a 2010s puck, as I am holding up right now for Solana and Jimmy to see on the video monitor. And that will complete the 30th anniversary series puck collection. And then tonight, from the 2010s, Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton will bang the drum pregame. And Ed Jovanovski is going to participate in the ceremonial puck drop. And Jovo is going to join us on the show today in the 5 o'clock hour. So I see in the studio, Jimmy is decked out as a Marlins fan. Are you wearing a Marlins shirt too, Solana? I can't really see what that is.
Yes, sir. The 03 Marlins official championship t-shirt.
Very nice. And Jimmy, you got the Marlins, the old school lid and the... old school is it, well, I don't even know what the logo is nowadays. Is that the current logo on your t-shirt, Jimmy, or is that one of the old ones?
No, it's the new one.
So that's the new logo?
Yeah, it's a mix of old and new.
Isn't that an interesting thing? I don't know what the Marlins logo is because they've changed it so many times recently. So what is it? It's the M with that fish thing.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy, he's asking you. It's the M with the fish thing, Hawk. You got it. You nailed it. An M.
So it's got the M.
Right, for Marlin.
And then it's got that fish thing.
A little Marlin right on top, yeah.
Well, it could be for Miami.
I believe the M is for Miami, and then you get the Marlin right on top there, Hawk.
That fish thing is a marlin?
Uh-huh. I believe so.
Are we betting today?
I'm in. I mean,
are we going to bet a Nerfy or a Yerfy?
Yeah. What wasn't the Nerf? What was it? Like minus 160?
Yeah, let's see. Nerfy, if you're new to gambling or new to the show, that's no runs first inning, Nerfy. Yerfy is yes runs first inning. Because that's a fun bet. Because to me, that's a scratch-off ticket. I mean, obviously, you got to look at the pitchers and know who's the batters and stuff. But it's a scratch-off ticket because you get a quick answer. You don't have to watch the rest of the game. you know, first inning, whether you're in the money or not. So, Nerfy, let's see. First inning, inning one, total runs. Well, total runs. Now, I want to know... I want to know team. I gotta look at this.
All right, yeah, do a little more, research there, Hawk.
I gotta do a little more research on this. Where's my Yerfy and Nerfy?
Let's see.
You could bet the first inning winner, but if there's no run scored in the first inning, you lose your bet.
No, but there were
I just got to find it. It's there somewhere.
Well, yeah, there it is, right? Inning one, total runs.
No, but that would be total runs between the two teams.
Right, but you bet the under on half.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Nerfy, Yerfy consists of both teams.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
There we go. All right, now we're on the same page.
So if you think it's going to be at least one run, yes, run first inning, the Yerfy, you bet over a half, which is plus 110.
But interesting, there's only half and 1.5.
Right.
So you get dinged if there's one run scored.
No. No, I mean, if you bet under a half, you're betting a Nerfy.
Right.
Okay. If you bet over a half, you're betting
it's
yes run first inning.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm having a rough day.
Are you okay?
I don't
what
think,
happened here?
I don't
I'm explaining gambling to you? What?
Yeah. So you're saying you could bet either side of that bet. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, you're good?
Yeah. Well, tell me when we're on the air, because I'll do better when we really go on the air. This was a rough read-through. When do we go on? What time is it, Tree? Is it 1:45?
I mean, woo.
Wow. That was scary what just transpired. There, wasn't
mean,
it?
Normally, this works out the other way, where you're explaining something extremely basic to me. I mean,
that
I asked if ginger ale was a soda yesterday, and that was a worse performance by you.
That was scary what just happened to me there. What did just happen to me there?
Odyssey gave you a contract extension?
Glitch in the Matrix.
What?
Holy mackerel. That was a glitch in the Matrix. That's crazy. Like, what's wrong with me? I couldn't grasp a really simple bet.
Hmm.
What happened there?
Yeah.
Woo. Are you ready to take over? I don't think I can go till 6.
Let's go, baby. I'm ready to go. I'm going to do better than that. I'll tell you that much.
Be tough not to. We do have today, we have a tradition on this show. We play Take Me Out to the Ball Game from different seventh inning stretches at Wrigley Field. And we obviously picked the worst ones. Ozzy Osbourne, Scottie Pippen. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're Mike Ditka. They're really some of the best radio bits that I look forward to every year. We do it on opening day, and today is that day. So we'll gamble a little bit. We're going to do a little vibe check. We're going to check in with Josh Appel. He's at Lone Depot Park. He's the public address announcer. We'll check in with him this hour. Doug Plagans is going to stop by today. Ed Jovanovsky is going to stop by today. I'm going to figure out how gambling works. I'm going to count to 10 at one point just to check my mental acuity. Before you know it, it'll be 4 o'clock. We'll be able to watch our Yerfy or Nerfy.
Let's go, baby. Let's
and then,
go.
Before you know it, it'll be 6 o'clock. I'll be out of here. See if I can make it home, if I can remember how to drive home.
So what do you like then? You like the Nerfy? We're going to bet under
a half year? The logic would tell you what? That the two best pitchers on both teams are pitching opening day.
Right.
And my, gut would say, okay, bet the Nerfy. And the Nerfy is minus 135, so that's the favorite. But then you also go, okay, well, how are the hitters? Miami's got a good top of the lineup. I would imagine Pittsburgh does as well. But opening day, Nerfy seems to be the play for me. What about you?
I kind of like Yerfy, man. I kind of like, yes, run first inning, just because the odds are better. Plus 110.
Plus 110, right.
And this idea, hey, opening day, guys are jacked up. Pitchers are a little bit nervous. I don't know. I kind of like yes, run first inning, Hawk. That's my play there.
You think the pitchers are nervous?
Pitchers are a little nervous. Yeah. Think about it. Zeus, hometown kid, getting the start.
Right.
First big major start at home in front of his home crowd. You don't think there's a little nerves?
Well, we can ask Appel in the next segment, but I don't think he wants to talk about gambling.
Huh.
Being that he's a Marlins employee, so
understood.
Probably not the best topic to broach with him. All right, well, let's do somebody texted this argument. It wasn't an argument. It was just me not understanding, but the guy goes, beginning to feel like Batman, half man, half bat. I don't know what that conversation sounded like, but I apologize because I don't know why I couldn't grasp a very simple bet. Like, that's a simple bet.
It was bizarre. Like, at first, I kind of thought you were trolling me for a second. If I was missing out on
some bit. Did you start to get worried about me? Did you start to get nervous?
I was sweating for a second. I'm like,
Tree, do you know, like, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and all that stuff?
Yeah, but you're not going to make it.
Thank you, Tree. All right, let's get and I would expect no less. Just make sure that it's on camera so that the YouTube views are there.
100%.
Yeah. Let's get headlines here for opening day and some Marlins hockey. Marlins hockey.
All right, let's just call it for today. Do a little CBS Sports Radio.
We got to go to the bullpen.
Uh-huh.
We got to go to the bullpen.
Let's call it.
We got to go to the bullpen.
Who's going
to
throw out the first puck?
I know. Holy mackerel.
You good? You want me to do headlines here? You good?
Yeah, do headlines. Okay. I'll maybe comment, but I don't know if my comments will make any sense.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. I buy your truck at a car store. Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
Why is it 110 degrees in this hockey rink, Tree?
What?
You don't feel like it's hot up here? Holy mackerel.
The Miami Marlins will open up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That is coming up at 4:10 p.m., Happy opening day to everybody out there. How about this, Hawk? I saw you had sent me a tweet earlier from a Marlins reporter who suggested there could be some sort of Burger King tie-in to Marlins seasons this year. And the Miami Marlins sent out a press release. Marlins fans can, quote, have it their way with a free Whopper Jr. after each Marlins home win.
Yes, it has been confirmed. I immediately texted Aronde Gadsden because, he loves they have at Huey Magoo's here at the Panthers. Huey Magoo's, buy one, get one tenders the day after a Panthers win.
Hmm.
And so now the Marlins, and, the Heat obviously have the Papa John's deal. And so now the Marlins are getting into the action. Well, BK.
Yeah.
Little Whopper Jr.
I love it.
Better than my Flanagan's idea.
So what does it say? It says whenever the Miami Marlins win a home game,
yeah,
this season. Now, is that the same for the Heat? Is it only home games?
No. The Heat, anytime the Any Miami win. Heat win, you win. 50% off Papa John's.
Okay, the Marlins, when they win a home game, fans and their appetites will win too. Marlins and Burger King are teaming up so fans can score a free Whopper Jr. following each Marlins home win. Fans can redeem their free sandwich via the Burger King app from participating restaurants in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. No Palm Beach County?
Mm.
All right. I'm out. Not interested.
Wow. But, I mean, Hawk, you're in Miami for the game. By the time you get up to Palm Beach.
Yeah, but I can't go until the next day.
But. Oh. No. What do you mean?
Isn't it the next day?
No. Fans can redeem their free sandwich via the Burger King app from participating restaurants the day after the winning game. Oh,
that's what I just said.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. That's a killer.
So what? Now I got to drive down to Deerfield Beach?
That's a killer. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, it's 4 minutes. I'll drive to Deerfield Beach. But they should have included Palm Beach County.
Yeah. I'm with you. Also, Whopper Jr. Come on.
Well, I mean, who are you, Jimmy here, giving away slabs of ribs?
The Whopper is what, $6.99? I mean, come on. Make it the real thing.
Somebody texts in, if there's ever an animated movie that has a tree that speaks, your tree has the perfect voice for it.
I am Groot.
Yeah, there is an animated movie with a speaking tree, and it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
What did Tree bring you today, by the way? Always bring snacks.
I'm glad you asked. Yeah. He brought us a little bowl of grapes.
Mm.
Everybody likes grapes.
Yeah.
Brought us a very nice bag of Snyder's.
Wow.
Pretzels.
Yeah, the sticks pretzels, too. Those are underrated.
He brought us cheese sticks.
Oh, mozzarella?
Everybody likes a mozzarella stick.
Oh, that's good.
And some Welch's gummy fruit snacks.
Wow. Those are good.
Wow. Those are good. Those are good.
Damn, Tree throwing it down.
Yeah, he threw it down. And he got Coke Zero for me in the cooler.
Tree, you are aware Hawk is married, right? Just want to just want to point that out.
Listen, it's better than bringing stuffed peppers. I mean, I'll go home with Tree.
All right, so good things happened for the Miami Heat yesterday. Both the Pacers and the 76ers lost. So the Pacers and the Heat have the same amount of losses in the loss category. Miami has two less victories, but they've played two less games. And they're only a game back of the Indiana Pacers right now for the Eastern Conference standings for that final six spot. So Miami, half game ahead of Philly, and now a game back of the Pacers. We know they play tomorrow against Portland. They play Sunday against the Washington Wizards on the road. Two very important games for the Miami Heat.
Our old producer, Steven, checking in with me via text. You okay, brother? Did you take an Ambien too early today? I started thinking about that now. Like, maybe I took an Ambien instead of my my thyroid pill.
Huh.
Because that's what happens. If I'm on the Ambien, I get all mixed up.
Yeah, I got a little woozy. Yeah.
I start buying things. Tree, keep an eye on me. If you see me go on Temu.com, tackle me.
That Temu it's something else, brother. It is something else.
You'll find anything you need there.
Uh-huh.
You can get a brand new car, $6. You can get a 3,000-inch TV, 40 cents.
Incredible what you can find on Temu, man. And then, as Hawk mentioned, the Panthers tonight versus the Islanders, 7 p.m. I believe Ekblad is going to be back tonight for the Cats.
Oh, good news.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida, but I believe Marlins Park or Lone Depot Park, I believe the dome will be closed today. The roof will be closed today, I believe.
Let me check Twitter. That's a good let's see. Miami Marlins Twitter. Oh, they have retweeted the Florida Panthers. Panthers tweeted at them, crush it this season.
Yeah.
You know, the Marlins, they have a new hashtag, too. If you're, you know, looking for social media stuff.
What is it?
It is Home of Baseball.
Hmm.
Spelled B-E-I-S.
B-E-I-S.
Spanish.
Baseball.
Spelling. Home of Baseball.
Home of Baseball. Lone Depot Park, according to Christina De Nicola, who covers the Miami Marlins, will be closed today.
Mm. The Marlins also retweeted the Heat. Another Marlins season has arrived in the hashtag Home of Baseball. Happy opening day. Nice little message from the Heat.
By the way, speaking of the Heat, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kevin Love, Jimmy Butler, Caleb Martin are all listed as probable for tomorrow. Hero and Duncan Robinson remain out versus the Blazers.
Miami Hurricanes baseball has tweeted, Miami is the hashtag home of baseball. No matter what level, opening day is the best day of the year. Good luck this season at Marlins. That's from the Canes baseball team. Homestead Miami Speedway. They tweet out, good luck this season at Marlins.
Damn.
Nothing from the Dolphins, huh? Dolphins hate the Marlins?
You sure? Nothing from the Dolphins?
I don't see anything from the Dolphins.
Wow. Rival fish.
That's a valid point.
Even though Dolphins are mammal.
Well, in my mind, they're
nah,
a fish.
You're driving a narrative that's just untrue.
Right.
That's
you
cap.
You swim in the water.
No,
you're a fish.
I'm talking to you, man. You're cap. That's cap right there, brother. That's
what?
Cap. The Miami Dolphins tweeted out, it's time for hashtag Marlins baseball. Happy opening day, fam. With a
well,
then
the Marlins didn't
prior.
Retweet it, so the Marlins hate the Dolphins.
Hmm, okay.
No cap.
No cap.
Josh Appel will join us from Lone Depot Park in the next segment. We are going to be at Gulfstream Park tomorrow. Saturday is the Florida Derby. Tomorrow, we will do the show at Gulfstream Park. You know how much I love Gulfstream Park for a little horse racing and casino gambling. They have great restaurants and entertainment. They have live racing at Gulfstream Wednesdays through Sundays. Post time is 12:50. They're simulcast every day. Honestly, though, this weekend, Saturday, the Florida Derby, one of the biggest days of racing for the year. So we'll get you ready for it tomorrow as we do the show live at the Carousel Club at Gulfstream Park. And you know Gulfstream Park Casino and Racing, they offer the hottest slots, great electronic table games, get the excitement of casino gaming and the thrill of thoroughbred racing in one electrifying destination. Tomorrow, make sure you're listening. We'll do the show live there 2 till 6 from the Carousel Club. And then Saturday, it's the Florida Derby, one of the biggest days of racing for the entire year. You want details, check out their website, GulfstreamPark.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's another great baseball song. People consider this to be from the Sandlot. But this was a hit song in like the 60s. And I'm going to try to think of who it is. Do you know Tree? Don't know?
I've heard it many times, but I don't
know
who it is.
Yeah, this was a hit song. This wasn't made for the Sandlot. I feel like there's green in the title somewhere. Is there any green in there?
Yeah, you're warm, brother.
Green. green. I don't know. What is it, Solana?
So I looked at the title right before we came on the air. I looked at Jimmy. I said, what mother bleeping song is this?
But you knew it the moment that it started.
The second it started. Sandlot, Green Onions.
Green Onions.
By Booker T's and the MGs.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Green Onions. Okay. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Josh Appel is the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. By the way, Marlins pregame coverage for your television broadcast starts at 3 p.m. today on Bally Sports Florida. Craig Minervini, Rod Allen, Kelly Sacco. They will have all the festivities, including an interview with the owner, Bruce Sherman. And they'll also show some of the parade through Little Havana to the ballpark. And then Paul Severino and Tommy Hutton will have the game call beginning at 4 p.m. But if you're at Marlins Park or Lone Depot Park this afternoon or anytime this weekend, or if you're just watching on TV and you hear the public address announcer saying, now batting, you know, Jazz Chisholm. You say Jazz Chisholm or Jazz Chisholm Jr., Appel?
I say his full name. He gets the junior on his name. And you left out, he gets the junior. You left out that on the pregame show on Bally, they will also take our opening day introductions. So you will hear us, me, introduce the entire staff, the entire reserve, the coaching staff, and the lineup.
This is a big day for you because you very rarely get to you know, announce everyone. So and it's on the television broadcast. So what time will that take place?
I think we start that around 3:45.
All right, so 3:45. So even if you're watching on TV, you will hear the booming voice of Josh Appel. Any of the names giving you any problems? You nervous about any of them?
I am not nervous at all. This is season four. We are veterans. We know how it goes. We read the words. We say the words, and we get it done.
All right. You have any good emphasis on a certain name this year? Anything that you're working on?
I'm working on something for Solana's favorite player. You'll just have to tune in at 3:45 or 3 o'clock on Bally Sports 4 to continue watching.
Who's your favorite player, Solana?
My favorite player?
Sixto Sanchez. Uh-huh. Got to be Sixto Sanchez,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's cute. That's cute. That's cute.
So give us a vibe check, Appel. What, you're at the ballpark now. Give us a little vibe check.
Ah, the vibe check. Vibes are high. It's opening day. Hard to have low vibes on opening day. You know, the Marlins made a change yesterday. They made a trade. They traded away John Birdie. He's been one of the longest tenured Marlins since 2019, so he's gone. But there's a lot of excitement around this team right now. Jesus Luzardo, as we talked about plenty, gets the start today, his first career opening day start. He walked into the stadium wearing a UM polo. He's a Parkland kid. He is Miami through and through. So he gets the start today in the home opener on opening day. You've got Jazz healthy. You've got Nick Gordon. You've got Tim Anderson, Jake Berger, Josh Bell. Like this, the vibes are high today. It's opening day. It's impossible for them not to be.
Is there a legit excitement level around the organization for the team this season? Because, we talked with Paul Severino this week on the show. I am impressed with the rotation. I was saying, even before Sandy and Yuri Perez are back, I think they have a good rotation, but it remains to be seen the hitting and, you know, filling in the gap from Jorge Soler being gone. But I do feel like there's some sort of excitement for this team.
Yeah, unfortunately, no more Soler flares for us this year. But I agree with you on the pitching staff. They're down Braxton Garrett. They're down Edward Cabrera. But I was reading something today in The Athletic, and it kind of registered with me a little bit. Resonated is the word I was looking for. I guess both worked there.
Registered worked.
Yeah. The Marlins are down four of their projected five starting pitchers heading into opening day. And if you go across the league and you take four starters out of a rotation, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that still holds up as well as the Marlins does right now with Luzardo, Puck, Rogers, and the rest of the guys in the rotation, Ryan Weathers and Max Meyer as well. So I'm optimistic about the staff. Mel Stottlemyre Jr. is back. He's one of, if not the best pitching coach in Major League Baseball. They tried really hard to keep him before last year with the managerial change. They were able to. They got results on the mound. And there's a lot of excitement always with this organization for the arms that they'll throw out there for sure.
What's the timeline for Yuri and Sandy and Braxton? Like, when are we expecting them?
So Sandy's out for the year, unless the Marlins. I would say there's like a pipe dream that if they make the playoffs, he can come back, because okay. That would be about a year since Tommy John. But plan for Sandy not to pitch in 2024. Yuri threw the other day, so he's, you know, going to incrementally work his way back with that elbow inflammation. Braxton Garrett threw a simulated game in Jupiter today, so he's getting closer to coming back. And Edward Cabrera has also thrown a bit as well, so he's working his way back. So I would imagine at some point this month, if not early May, the latest, we should see at least Braxton Garrett back in the rotation.
And so Sixto comes out of the bullpen, right? And then Severino was saying to us that maybe by the end of the year he's in the rotation. But Sixto will pitch when?
I would say like Sixto right now is probably like a fifth, sixth, seventh inning guy if they need him. But he's someone who can go multiple innings if they have to. I wonder that if he pitches well the first part of the season, if the Marlins start using him in higher leverage spots later in the game. They have a few intriguing right-handers in the bullpen to pitch in high leverage situations, but I think the most intriguing potentially down the line is Sixto, just because of his stuff. If he can rear back and get it up to 98, 90, 97 like he was in spring training, that's a good recipe for success for him, because he's still got some great off-speed stuff. I wouldn't be surprised either to see him in the rotation at some point if they absolutely need to, but they're pretty deep when it comes to starting pitching. I think we may see eventually Sixto as a high leverage guy, as opposed to just somebody who comes in the middle innings.
Hey, Appel, what about Luis Arraez? I know he's coming in, I think, on a 10-game hitting streak to end spring training. Two consecutive batting titles. Like, what, is there a ceiling for him? What do we expect from him? Can he be better than we've seen him? I mean, with the Marlins last year and the year before as well?
It's hard to top what he did last year, hovering around 400 for as long as he did. But if there was a picture of a baseball player currently in the dictionary next to the word consistent, it will be Luis Arraez. I mean, you just know what you're going to get from him every single time he gets up there. He's rarely going to strike out. He's going to put the ball in play. And a good number of the time, he's going to get a base hit, maybe multiple in a game. It's so nice that you can rely on Arraez at the top of the order. You know he's going to give you a professional at-bat. You know he's going to put the ball in play. If there's guys on base, guys in scoring position, he's the guy you want up there because of those factors. He is a lot of fun to watch for a guy who doesn't hit a lot of home runs, even though he hit, you know, pushed 10 last year. I'd imagine he might hover around that, or maybe even hit more than he did a year ago. He is one of the most gifted hitters that I've ever watched. And that's, I know I'm only 29 years old, but hey, in my 29 years, one of the most gifted hitters I've seen.
Any thought to introducing him as Mr. Consistent, Luis Arraez?
There's been zero thought given to that.
Huh. Oh. Now, can we? What time did you say you start this? About 3:45, a little over an hour?
3:45, yeah.
Is there any chance we could work that into the introductions? You remember Jeff Conine, of course, famously Mr. Marlin. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can dub Luis Arraez Mr. Consistent.
I'll run it up the flagpole. Okay. Or the foul pole. I'll run it up the foul pole.
That's fair. What is the go-to opening day? Now, you're at the ballpark. Is it going to be a sellout? Is it going to be close to a sellout today?
I think it'll be close to a sellout. I'm not. I've heard a couple of numbers. I don't know what they're actually expecting, but it should be a really nice crowd here today.
What's like a must? Do you have to get a hot dog on opening day? Do you have to get a beer on opening day? Like, what is the must gets?
The must get for me when I go to a game as a fan. Now, granted, it's been a long time, but the must for me was soft serve ice cream in a mini batting helmet.
Oh, that is a good call. That is
no sprinkles though.
No sprinkles. Yeah, that's ridiculous. No, that is a good call. The ice cream, I've said this before, it tastes better in the mini helmet.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a pre-dessert. Can never go wrong with a nice tub of popcorn.
But what about a hot dog, though, at a baseball game?
I'm not a big
especially
hot dog guy.
Really?
I'm not a hot dog guy. Yeah,
even for
like
an
that
afternoon game? Like, I kind of feel like a hot – so you don't eat hot dogs at all?
The only hot dog that I will eat is one that's on the grill and charred.
Right, super super cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like broiled.
I like the hot dog that way, too. You get a hot dog at the game, Solana?
Yeah, I'll throw down the occasional glizzy for sure.
What do you put on the glizzy?
I'll throw a little ketchup on the glizzy, a little mustard on the glizzy as well.
Ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup and mustard, yeah.
What about kraut?
No sauerkraut, no.
Jimmy?
Nothing green on my hot dog, unfortunately.
Well, sauerkraut's not green. Are you thinking of pickle relish?
I might be, yeah.
What about sour cream?
Ah, cute. Hey. Very nice, Appel.
Hey.
Hey, how about you do the read for us for the cat talk, okay? All right, tough guy. Jimmy, you have a hot dog? You have a glizzy at the ball game?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. What do you put on the glizzy? Oh, you eat it plain, though, right?
He does. No. I don't eat it plain.
You did, though, right?
Once. I did it once at Costco.
Yeah.
I eat them plain.
No, come on. There's not the who are you, Leon Lett? The only time we caught you was the one time that you got the plain hot dog.
Well, I didn't get caught. I said you
just
the picture.
Just be proud, Jimmy. If you like the hot dog plain, just say you like it plain.
No, I like it with ketchup.
Ketchup, interesting. Mm-hmm. Now you know, Josh, there is a promotion this year with the Marlins and Burger King. Are you aware of this?
Mm-hmm. Of course, I have a nice big read to do at the end of the game if the Marlins win.
So it says here that fans can get a free Whopper Jr. after every Marlins home win. That seems like – now, here's the only problem that I have with it, and I don't – obviously, I don't want to poke holes at your organization. You work for them. It's only Dade and Broward County. You know, some of us fans live in Palm Beach County.
So you'll have to drive to Broward.
That is correct. You are correct.
There you go.
Appel, I know Hawk has zero interest in uniform talk, but I happen to be very interested. I know the Marlins.
Appel's a problem solver, by the way. Mm-hmm. You noticed in that answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the Marlins tweaked their unis a little bit this year. They're going to be rocking those like baby blue jerseys, I believe, on weekday games and I think Sunday as well. If I'm a Marlins fan and I don't have a jersey yet, or I want to re-up on my collection, what's like the go-to jersey?
Oh, that's a good question.
That I got to buy, because I know everybody's going to say the City Connect one, right? The red one with the white stripes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fire for sure. But I feel like they've been using those for a couple years. What's like the go-to Marlins jersey that I have to get for this upcoming season?
So Monday through Thursdays, they're going to wear the regular white home jerseys. Friday, they're going to go with the new black alternate jerseys that have the white lettering and the white numbers. Previously, it was all black lettering on black jerseys. This looks a lot cleaner. You can read the numbers. You can read the names. So that's Friday night. They'll go black. Saturday, they'll go with the City Connects. And Sunday, they'll go with the alternate blues.
Oof.
I happen to love the blues, and I love the look of the black ones as well. So if I was going to get a new one, I would go with one of those two.
Will they stick with it? Because remember the Panthers did some blue jerseys one season, and then all of a sudden they were gone, right? Wasn't it just one season?
Are you talking about the jet blue alternate with the circle logo on the front?
Yes.
So years ago. Okay. Not the retro, reverse retro from the last couple of years.
No.
The previous. Yeah.
They were like a light blue.
It was like a navy and a light blue. I liked it. I wore a Stephen Weiss alternate jersey to those games back then.
Great call.
Right?
Love the Stephen Weiss era.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like Stephen Weiss. I don't really love the era so much.
Oh, my God. How could you not love that era? Stephen Weiss and David Booth.
Because they never made the playoffs.
I mean, just they did a playoff guarantee one year on billboards, and then they didn't make it. They didn't make it.
I remember it was like 08. They were tied for the last playoff spot and didn't make it.
Yeah, they were certain that they had a clear path to the playoffs, and then tonight, by the way, because I'm here at the Amerant Bank Arena, tonight is 2010's night, at the Amerant Bank Arena. All fans in attendance. When you leave, as it says here on the info sheet, Josh, upon egress, will receive a 2010s puck to complete the 30th anniversary series puck collection.
Keith, will you Yandel grab one for me? And
Keith, I will. I'm holding it right now. Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton. Well, will you call Luis Arraez Mr. Consistent?
No.
I mean, I'll make a deal with you if you want. If not, this puck's not going right in the garbage.
Whoa.
Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton.
Yeah,
are
Sean
begging
Thornton.
Sean Thornton.
Are banging the drum pregame. Ed Jovanovski is participating in the ceremonial puck drop. He's going to join us, by the way, in the 5 o'clock hour. I got to ask you real quick, and I know you're getting ready for the Marlins. Are you nervous at all that the Panthers' kind of worst stretch of the season is coming right now?
Nope. And I'll tell you why. Because I'd much rather them go through a stretch like this right now and not 3 weeks from now. I would also say that all of this happening at the moment, they're getting Aaron Ekblad back tonight. He's been out. He's a top pair defenseman. They've been been without Alexander Barkov for a little bit during the stretch. And I would also say that despite not getting the results over going back to that Tampa game, I think that their style of play is exactly what we want to see from them. That game against Boston the other night, if you're a casual observer of hockey, that was a game between two really high level teams, a great game. And the Panthers got a couple of bad bounces there at the end and lost. They need to do a better job of closing that game out. But the style of play that they played for 55 of the 60 minutes in that one, you take that every time. They looked like the Panthers again, and tonight they get Aaron Ekblad back. I am not worried in the slightest. In fact, they are probably the team in South Florida that I trust the most, besides your Miami Marlins.
So you're saying if the Marlins win today, because I'm doing the show at Gulfstream Park tomorrow, and that happens to be in Dade County, you're saying if the Marlins win today, the moment I leave Palm Beach County and get into Broward County, anywhere from Broward to Dade, I can stop and get a Whopper Jr. at Burger King.
At participating Burger Kings in Dade and Broward.
And you've got to use the app, it seems like, right?
Yeah, so I believe it's the MLB app. They will have
the
it
MLB
like geofence.
App? Or the BK like app?
It's the BK app, excuse me. It's the BK app. Yeah. And they will have it like geofenced or whatever the term is for the participating ones. You can go find the one closest to you.
Huh.
Wow. That's kind of cool, right? That seems pretty
easy.
But if I'm not going down to Gulfstream Park, you're saying that I'm still going to have to go somewhere south of Palm Beach County to get this.
Yeah. Isn't part of Boca and Broward?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't think you're right about that.
This is like yesterday when Solana asked me if ginger ale was a soda or a health drink.
You drink it when you have a tummy ache, Appel. It wasn't that bad of a question.
I go, where do you find ginger ale? Next to Coke Zero or next to Pepto-Bismol? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Now, I know that that ginger ale is popular for a tummy ache.
Yes.
I always go Sprite for a tummy ache.
Interesting. I don't like adults who call it a tummy ache, I have to be honest.
Why not?
Because it's a stomach ache when you're an adult.
If
you're 4 years old, you have a tummy ache. Adults don't get tummy aches.
Now, I didn't drink coffee this morning because I was a little nervous it would upset my tummy for opening day.
Give me a little, just for our purposes, give me a little Mr. Consistent Luis Arraez coming to the bat.
All right. Now batting the second baseman, Mr. Consistent, number two, Luis Arraez.
Just run it up the flagpole because I think that's got legs.
Well, if it has the legs of Solaire Flair, it's going to fizzle out pretty quickly.
Mr. Consistent. What an awful nickname, even though it's a very – it's a good adjective, but it's just an awful nickname. Have a great call today. We're obviously excited. 4:10, first pitch. And you can watch the Marlins broadcast. Like I said, the pregame will start at 3 o'clock, so just 8 minutes from now, on Bally Sports Florida. And around 3:45, you will hear Appel with the starting lineups. And then you get a 4:10 first pitch. Paul Severino and Tommy Hutton will be on the call. Have a great day at the ballpark, Appel. I'm jealous.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm jealous that you get your 2010s puck tonight.
Ah, I got it right now. Very excited about this. All right. Have a great call, Appel.
Appreciate you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon.
There you go. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. 3 o'clock hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's no crying in baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.